Good morning. I'd like to call the January 22nd, 2019 historic meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. For those here, this will be the last commission meeting that will be held in this building. After today, we'll be moving to Fort Monroe and our plush, lavish waterfront hacienda. So anyway, we just want to give you a heads up on that. At this time, if you'd please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation.
Move our heads, face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Frankfort.
Lord, let us pray. We give thanks for the efforts of the commission staff to make this meeting possible. We ask that this meeting be blessed with the spirit of those who came before us. We can honor them with respectful discourse and thoughtful decisions. Further, we pray for the safety of our Marine police and the watermen whose livelihoods take them out on frigid and challenging waters of winter. For this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you and welcome to the Marine Resources Commission. As you can see, we have an aggressive agenda today, so we will move along as quickly as we can, but with forethought and with consideration for those who wish to be heard. This time, Mr. Gear, come forward, have some staff to introduce, please. Morning, Pat. Yes, please.
It's been a while since we've done this, and we have a full new roster of staff, and I'd like to introduce them.
We really don't rotate them annually, but sometimes it seems that way.
Sometimes. We've had several new staff that have come on board, and we'll start with Jonathan DePoss, who started with us back in July. He's a fisheries technician and mandatory reporting. He's an education. He has a BS from Old Dominion University in biology. And before coming here, he worked as a technician at Old Dominion University and as a park ranger for the city of Chesapeake. We have Juanita Payne, who's not here today. She was has former state service. She worked for Thomas Nelson Community College. She also works as a program support technician in mandatory reporting and has an associate's degree in business administration. We have Alexa Kretsch, who's on the end, Alexa, who is a fisheries manager, a program planner who started here in November of 2018. She has a BS in aquaculture and fisheries from the University of Rhode Island and a graduate degree from UMass at Dartmouth. Before coming here, she had the honor of working in New Jersey for 2 years, working on the MRAP program as an APIS technician doing krill surveys. She'll be working on American shad, river herring, tautog, weakfish, conch, and whelk. Our newest employee, who God knows why he wanted to start today, but today is his first day.
Because he likes to help moving, obviously.
He will be dressed in jeans and a T-shirt tomorrow as he helps us move, because we don't even have a desk for him right now because we've been storing everything in there. And that's Ethan Simpson. He just started today. He's coming from Wilmington. He has a BS and a master's degree from UNC Wilmington, where he worked on Red Drum. He has 6 years' experience working in the retail seafood market. So I just want to introduce our new staff and give them a quick...
Good to have you here. I think, as you can see from the degrees and pedigrees or whatever, we attempt to attract the best and brightest, and I think we do a good job of doing that. So very, very happy to have you here, and look forward to working with you. Looking forward to having you before the commission as well.
And one more thing, we have a departure, and we'd like to just acknowledge
Sarah
Blackman. Stand up, Sarah. Sarah will be leaving us on February 10th. She's going to be going back to VIMS. Sarah has been here for about 15 months, but she's done some great work with us. She's worked with our charter captain. She's developed our incidental take permit with sturgeon and sea turtles for commercial gill nets in the fisheries. She sits on the ASMSC technical committees for lobster, Jonah crabs, croaker, and spot. She's been instrumental in helping do some blue crab work as well, and she's going to be sorely missed. She's been a great asset, and it's a shame we're losing her, but at least she's staying within the state. So, Sarah, we'd like to give you a round.
Yeah. And those folks from VIMS won't be eating lunch with us today. Thank you very much. Good to have you here. No, congratulations. I'm sure it's a great advancement. At this time, you've had an opportunity to... First, we'll have the approval of the agenda. Any additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda? Mr. Watkinson. Right. Any other additions, corrections, or deletions by members of the commission, staff, or otherwise? If not, the chair will entertain a motion on the agenda.
Move to approve as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve as amended. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.